It is time for the Spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, Schaefer. We mentioned tonight we got Bengals and Ravens. Thursday night football. Yeah. Now, Schaefer has season tickets to the basketball team.
Okay, let's talk hoops.
He went on Monday night to the...
Me and Schaefer got to talk hoops.
I'd have to ask you, Schaefer. Now, that was not a pretty performance. Nebraska did win by 20. They pulled away the last 3 minutes. But do you feel better about that game, seeing that Creighton also struggled with UT Rio Grande Valley last night or not?
Well, it sounds... If, you know, Hoiberg basically was trying to tell people before that game, like, these guys can shoot, and they're going to challenge us in ways that, you know, people aren't, you don't expect that for the first game out. You expect Nebraska to just come out and roll. And I think it probably was beneficial for him to have to work through some of that, to have your kind of your primary guys still on the court with 4 minutes to go and, you know, a lead, but a little bit of an uncomfortable one and force you to pull away. So I don't know that I felt one way or the other in terms of the quality of the win coming off of it. And this doesn't really change with how Creighton necessarily played against them. But I thought it was good that they had to kind of play through that because their non-conference is really light. I mean, you have that two-game stretch of St. Mary's, Creighton.
That's tough.
And that's it for your non-conference.
How good is St. Really Mary's?
St. Mary's is good every year. Every year they're good.
Okay. I'm going to that. That'll be up in Sioux Falls.
Are you covering it?
I'm covering it.
You are.
Now, next weekend, right?
Yeah, that's during the USC weekend.
So
Brunson, BC will go out west, and I'll go north.
Early projections of Nebraska. I mean, I'm really talking about early impressions. I saw the game the other night. Nebraska is not overly athletic, but my take is in the Big Ten, you don't necessarily have to be. This isn't the SEC. This isn't the Big 12. They're big. They're interesting. What it comes down to me is Asesian and Gavin Griffiths and Bryce Williams got to make shots.
Yeah.
They got to make shots.
They need Connor Asesians to be good from the outside. They need Gavin Griffiths to be CJ Wilcher of last year, if not a little bit better in terms of just popping off the bench, hitting a couple threes. The name you left off, and I think Bryce Williams can be great all year. Like, I'm excited about what the second year of Bryce Williams is going to be. No, I think Wooster's interesting, too. Andrew Morgan, just being able to give you an inside post presence. One of the things I liked is that he was clearly, and we saw Kalkbrenner did it for Creighton, if Nebraska wanted to just feed Andrew Morgan for 25 points on Monday, they could have. Like, they could have went.
I think so.
He had a stretch where they basically just dropped it into him three straight times. They got 6 points out of it. So I like that they have a little bit of a low post presence. I think he'll match up with Big Ten teams and be able to give you some rebounds and some points that way. I don't think it's going to be a dominant player.
No.
But I
how about 12 a game? Andrew Morgan.
Is he going to start?
I think by the time you get to Big Ten play, I think he's going to have to be. I don't know that Braxton Mia, he might start the game. He might play 15 to 20 minutes. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot more.
That's the question I have. Is Andrew Morgan going to work his way into the starting lineup?
I wondered if he didn't have the concussion, if he wouldn't already be there.
See, he looked like the best of those three.
That he's a really critical part of what they want to do, too.
Okay, when I say the best of the three, I mean Mia, Burke, and him. Burke, yeah. I think he looks the best of the three.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
The fundamentals.
One of the fundamentals. The takeaways I had from Monday was
fundamentals.
Burke. He is a very unique build.
6'10".
Stocky.
Well, he's
pretty stocky.
He's built kind of like he should be a power forward of sorts.
Yes.
And so maybe, you know, because when he was described to me initially as like as a wing, and you have a very picture of what a wing looks like.
Yeah, he doesn't look like, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
6'10".
No, he does not look like a wing.
He's big lowers is what we're talking about. He's big lowers.
He's thick.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the broad shoulder and like the barrel chested build.
Okay.
You just don't see that
uppers too.
You don't see that as a wing very often.
No. And Mia was much bigger than I thought.
What did you think he was?
I thought on film he was slider and a little more faster. And then when I saw him, I'm like,
I saw him playing a Pac-12 tournament game when I was out in Vegas a couple years ago.
Yes.
So
was he big?
Yeah, he was big then.
Husky,
too.
Okay.
My takeaway from him is he's slow.
Right.
Everything he does is slow.
He's a good dunker.
And that's my
he can block shots.
Yeah. That's my concern is that you're not gonna be able to run the court with him a whole lot. If he gets too far away from the paint, faster fives that he has to cover if you're a man are big problem.
Braxton Mia is not a scorer. He can dunk. He's not good at all at free throws.
Pick and roll.
He's not. Pick and roll.
I mean, I think he's a lob guy. Right. Like, that's where we're at with him. Yeah, I don't think you even want him to.
We didn't see that at all the other night,
though. Well, which was a little surprising. Right. I think that they could have set that up with how far out Texas, Rio, Valley, Grande.
Valley.
Rio Grande Valley. I cannot say it.
Every time I wrote it, I had to look at it.
Yeah. Well, I should just say UTRGV and just avoid trying to say it. I screw it up every time. They played such far out extended defense, you would have thought it would have set up for some of those lobs, but they never really tried that.
It might be a timing thing. Yeah. They're still working on it. My biggest takeaway, Schaefer, was Worcester is incredibly important.
Worcester. Yeah, it looks like Worcester. It's pronounced Worcester.
He's an incredibly important. He's the engine, in my opinion. Bryce is really good, but this is the engine.
He was kind of like sneaky in that all of a sudden you look up and he's got all these points. Mm-hmm. Did you notice he was 6-7?
Right.
He also can get to the rim and finish at the rim, which is not something we've seen from point guards a lot.
He's 6-5. Sam Griesel
built kind of like Lance Jeter.
Sam Griesel, I thought, did a nice job.
Okay,
getting to the rim.
I've heard the Griesel comp. I like the Jeter comp better.
I
think Worcester.
I don't see Sam Griesel.
No, he's more
Sam
active.
Was long and like Worcester is a thick-bodied point guard that goes end to end. That is kind of nonstop.
He's a very unique player. Yeah. He is nonstop. He's integral because he's going to have the ball in his hand a lot.
I don't know that he'll be as valued as Lance Jeter was to a very bad offense. Like Jeter carried those teams that he played on. But Worcester can be the third, fourth guy on your offense but help set everyone else up.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be fun to watch that because they haven't had like a real point guard. They've had point forward.
Raleigh's
point
real. Centers. He's a real point guard. Yeah,
he's a point guard.
He's a real point guard.
He goes gets rebounds. I mean, his stat line, he was 6-7. I think he had 15 points. Needs to be a little bit better from the free throw line, especially end of game.
He had 9 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists.
9 rebounds, 4 steals. Good stat line. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's an active point guard. Jake, you love real point guards. Nebraska has a real point guard.
First time in
Worcester.
A while.
Worcester.
Yeah. Huskers against Bethune-Cookman on Saturday at 7 p.m. Sip will be there.
Nebraska to win that game.
Sip will not be watching football that night. He'll be covering Nebraska basketball at PBA. We thank once
really?
Again.
Really?
Yeah, I got to cover. I got to watch. I'm going to watch Indiana, Michigan at 2:30, then go over to PBA.
Okay. That sounds a good date. We thank again Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. Thank you for sponsoring the hour. 402-217-9945. Call or text it for insurance needs. For Mike Schaefer and Bill Bush and Steve Sipple, I'm Jake Sorensen. The Drive is next. We will see you tomorrow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.